Welcome back. Now you know how to make the money. You know how to do it with no money. You know how to do it with money. You know about credit. You know about banking. You know you're coming along. You're ready to make some money. And now that you are, we should talk about tax advantages and asset protection. Asset protection. Because now that you're going to have all this money, they're going to be coming after you. Let's talk first about tax advantages. First advantage is you get to pay at the end of the year. Let's start this section with a pop quiz. Pop quiz. Who would you say that the government works best for? The rich or the poor? Now think about it. Take your time. It's almost a joke, isn't it? Folks, we all know the government looks after the rich. And one of the biggest ways they do is by writing the tax code to their advantage. To drive the point home, we're going to talk about some of the tax advantages of investing in real estate. First, let's consider the working guy. He goes to work at his J-O-B, his just over broke, or his job, whichever you want to call it. He goes to work, and then on Friday, they give him a check, don't they? And from that check, what do? They take out his federal income tax. They take out his state tax. They take out his local income tax. And then they take a bunch more for Social Security, which, by the way, he'll probably never see again. That's a sad story, but it's a true story. So this guy, he doesn't really have much flexibility, does he? I mean, he's locked in. He goes to work, he makes a few bucks, and then he pays the government. Every week, he pays the taxes. In real estate, you don't have to pay your taxes until the end of the whole year. But when you do work a job, they take it immediately. You follow me? They don't even let you hold your own money until the end of the year when everybody else has to file their taxes. This is my point. In fact, not only do they take your money out immediately, they also take too much, don't they? That's why you get your money back when you file your taxes at the end of the year. Because they've overtaxed you. Heck, folks, you're loaning the government this money for free. Did you ever think about it that way? If you haven't, then start. See, by the government taking out too much money in taxes all through the year, then paying you back at tax time, you're actually loaning Uncle Sam this money. And how much interest is he paying you, by the way? How much? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He pays you back whatever he took. He didn't throw any interest on there. Now, most people do not think about it this way. They think that somehow this is a good thing. This trips me out. It's like a forced savings account, they say. It's like savings account. Because, you know, I probably would have spent it if they would have given it to me. Well, it's not a savings account. It's not a savings account because you can't draw on it and you don't get any interest. That's no good. Who wants a savings account like that? Do you think Uncle Sam would give you an interest-free loan? Seriously, do you think the government would give you an interest-free loan? Try paying your income taxes late. See how generous he is. You will be paying in penalties and 10% interest on every day that you're late. Does that seem fair to you? You loan him interest-free money, but God forbid that you would be one day late on your taxes. Are you starting to get the feel for what I'm saying here? Let me give you another way of looking at it. Let's say you pay $10,000 of income taxes each year. Federal taxes, state taxes, everything. $10,000, okay? Amounts to $10,000 a year. But instead of giving it to the government, as soon as you make it, you hold on to it until the end of the year. Actually, not just the end of the year, but April 15th of the following year. You see, that's the filing deadline, isn't it? April 15th. I mean, you wouldn't rush to get your return in so you could pay, right? You do that now because he owes you money. But if you owed him money, you would hold it to the last possible minute, which is April 15th, okay? So that's actually 15 and a half months that you would get to hold your money if you were to pay your taxes at the end of the year. Now, let me ask you this. Could you possibly find something constructive to do with your money during that time? If all you did was to put that money in a risk-free money market account, you'd make probably $500 in interest, right? Now, what if you invested that money in real estate? Did you know I was going to go here? Of course I was. What if you put that money in real estate? $10,000 would certainly cover the down payment and fix up on a house, wouldn't it? With 10 grand, you can buy a house and fix it up, can't you? Pretty reasonable. $10,000 would certainly cover the down payment and the fix-up on a house to flip. And let's say you sold that house within 15 and a half months. That's pretty reasonable, wouldn't you say? I mean, I think you would probably be able to sell them out in that amount of time. And let's say that you made just $10,000 on the sale of that house. Would that be a better thing to do with your money? I mean, better than giving it to the government to hold for you so they could give it back to you at the end of the year? Is that what we need? No, folks, you don't need a savings like that. No, much better to invest in the real estate. So this is tax advantage number one. As a real estate investor, you keep your tax dollars until they're due. In fact, the truth is you don't even have to pay on April 15th. When they're due. Did you know that? No. The IRS will let you make payments. Now, they will charge you 10% interest, but hey, that's a decent loan when you consider there's no origination fees. You follow me. The ability to keep this money in your pocket and not give it to Uncle Sam is a monster advantage.